listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Because Rod and Karen are hot.
Ayo, my pen's in my hand, what should I write next? Oh yeah, and if you don't know, success brings stress. I'm vexed, my phone rings, collect caller from Jeff. The operator says, if you accept, say yes. Yes, what's the deal, son? Yo, I got bad news. Yo, by the tone of this voice, I heard that Ill Street Blues. The friends that'll make you will come and break you. The plan of execution like Fu Manchu. Who? You know the character from Channel 5 Kung Fu? Slow down, man. Jeff, I'm losing you. Hey, yo, your cousin Rohan, who used to hell bang, DT's found his hand in the back of Ben against what? In a plastic bag with a note attached saying what? $1.5 million or he won't be back. So meet me at the Brooklyn Bridge at 12 sharp. And if not at the funeral, you gotta play the harp. Yo, why they wanna start and make me play my part? Don't they know it's like Sting? I could turn this into art. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host, Rod and
Karen.
We're in the house. On a Friday.
Yes, y'all.
A late Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Karen, as you guys know, is going out of town tomorrow.
Yep.
And it was up to her. So she said we going to do a feedback show Friday night rather than no feedback show at all, which is what I voted for, to be honest with you. And you guys get an early feedback show on a Friday night, and hopefully this reduces the amount of feedback and stuff we have to cover when she gets back from a trip.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, but you know, I've already done one podcast today with Bossy, so if you're on the freemium, you should see episode of This Too Much on your feed right now. It's very fun. I had a great time. Like I said, we're about to hit you up with another blast right now. Of course, the official weapon of the show is
the taser,
and the unofficial sport
is bullet ball
and bullet ball extreme. And today's podcast brought to you by listeners like you. We're going to cover all the feedback that you gave us, whether it's voicemails, which you can leave at 704-557-0186, as long as they're 2 minutes or less. You can do stuff like leave comments on our website, theblackguywhotips.com. Go to the podcast episodes, leave a comment. You can email us, theblackguywhotips@gmail.com. We appreciate everybody takes time out to do that. You can leave us 5-star reviews on iTunes and Stitcher. We got 2 new iTunes reviews on actually 3, because we got 1 from out of the country. So
woo-hoo!
We got 3 new iTunes reviews we're gonna read today, and I think that's it. And you can also donate to the show, theblackguywhotips.com, on the front page to the right. You can donate various amounts, monthly, weekly, one time, totally up to you guys. And we shout those people out. Choir play a selection for us. Mr. Spam of the Spam Report podcast, hit us with a recurring donation. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
We got another donation from my phone moving slow, taking this time. Maybe it's never coming. Oh, okay. I know why. That's that old one. Janine R, recurring. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Stefan H, recurring. Appreciate you.
We do.
Mary H, no relation. Recurring. Mm-hmm. Joseph O, thank you. Omat A, thank you very much.
Yes.
Rachel H, appreciate you.
We do.
Joseph O again got a one-time donation from Patrice M, who says, thanks Rod and Karen for all that you do. Due to character limitations, I sent an email regarding this donation. Subject: OWC the PSL Slayer. Take it easy.
Thank you.
I'll read that email later.
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine A, thank you so much.
Yes.
Michael Irvin, the playmaker. Mm-hmm. Eric M, attitude check.
Bronco Pride.
That's right. Waste Beans by Sura, thank you so much. Alexis M, appreciate you. One-time donation from Arian F, who says, I may not agree with the lifestyle, but I support you living your truth as a carefree white woman. Hate the sin, but not the sinner. Love y'all. Thank you, Arian. And I want you to know, I took your donation and I put it to good use. I went and got me, for all those that are watching live, they can see, I went and got me a 53% hat, to go with my pumpkin spice life. So, if you see a black man walking down the street with a pussy hat on.
Oh, that's you!
It's me. Say hi. Tyrone M, thank you very much, Tyrone. Jason F, we appreciate you. Return.
We do.
Courtney R, thank you, Courtney. Mm-hmm. Joseph O, I feel like I've said your name before. This might be a recurring, I don't know. Terry W, thank you. Gerard L, appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Calvin N, recurring. Marcus E, everybody's recurring. One time from Tony S, who says, hey, Rod and Miss Karen. First, Miss Karen, congrats on your new job. Thanks to you, I feel so much pride when black women succeed. Rod, thanks for always bringing the laughs and the smart commentary. Thanks, Tony.
Yes.
And I think that's it. That's everybody. Play me out, Jamaicans. Islands already that I've never been to.
You're gonna get there one day.
Been excited? You excited about your trip?
I am.
You gonna come back talking different? You gonna still be trying to talk the same or what?
Probably the same. The people gonna look at me like, y'all don't get her out of here. Mm-hmm. I got my feet done. What was it? Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I got my feet done Wednesday. And I had a jasmine, hot stone pedicure. Listen, that shit will change your life forever. Them stones feel so good on your feet, and then they massage like your thighs, not your thighs, but your calves. And, she soaked your feet, and the lady that did, my pedicure, my manicure was an older lady. And when I tell you she took her time, she took her time. I have a finger that was smashed in the door when I was a child. And the way the finger is, it almost looked like a two-tone, almost like a split in the finger. And those of you that have pedicures, they use like this small utensil to actually pluck around your cuticles. Honey, she kept plucking at it.
There's nothing better than working out in the sun, coming out of the pool, and walking up to a nice, sick body girl with that thing that just shaped like, my girls, everything wrong, body fat, stomach flat, so yo, the thing right.
That's what you're gonna sound like when you come back. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I am. I'm gonna be looking at everybody go, bumba clap. They're gonna be like, Lord, how many said, you goddamn American, don't get out of here. But you ain't from here, is you? I'm like, nope.
Yeah, you ready? You gotta do some packing.
Yeah, I gotta do some packing.
Washed all your stuff and dried it, so
thank you. I'm so excited. Oh, before we move on, yeah, the lady that had did my manicure, man, by the time she got the picking and plucking, my finger looked brand new, and I left them a 5-star review on Yelp. I was like, look, she made my finger look brand new. I was like, baby, what's your name? She said, my name is Hannah, nice to meet you. I said, nice to meet you too. And I even put it in my phone so I don't forget, so I'm gonna see Hannah again. So shout out to the older ladies that be taking their time and don't be rushing on pedicures and manicures, honey.
Yep. Tonight I guess you gotta finish packing and do some odds and ends, and then we'll head out in the morning to the airport.
Yeah, I am really, really, really excited, y'all. I really, really am. My toes look really, really cute, and I got my hands done too, and I think, yep, we got just about, you got everything. So I am good. Like I said, packing. I got me a bigger suitcase. Cause I wanted a suitcase that like, I wanted a fancy suitcase. I wanted one to like roll in all the directions. So I got me one of them on sale. Cause I was like, it's nothing wrong with the ones you pull from behind you, but this one you can actually put roll it beside you. You can actually move through the airport a little quicker. And I didn't realize that this was a thing until we had went to was it Florida or something like that, and I seen people doing it. I kept saying, god damn, they getting it. And I kept wondering, you know, how they was moving around. I was like, oh, I want one of those. So I got one of those, so I am happy and excited.
Don't forget to put the tags on it and stuff so you recognize it when it comes out of the conveyor.
I you sure know,
we
will
have tags on our luggage. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna be looking forward to just a week of eating Master John's pizzas and arguing on the internet about Bernie,
living
stuff
your,
like that.
Yeah, living your best white woman life.
Mm-hmm. Supporting my fellow 53%ers. pumpkin spicing it up. Wearing
you
my
you talk about me. I don't want to come back, and then you done turned into a full Becky.
It might happen. I don't know. I don't have any supervision.
I know we're gonna have a Becky and a fake Jamaican in the house.
So we got all kinds of feedback to get to. First of all, 5-star reviews. We got a few. Let me read you guys 5-star reviews. Now we got one from out of the country in the UK by Killer P, who says, it's called Lifesaver. It says, as a born South London girl who moved to the UAE back in 2014, I began to feel a sense of detachment from the Western world and the world in general after I suffered a traumatic event in December 2015. However, since coming across this podcast, I can honestly say Rod and Karen have truly restored my sense of connection back again. I can relate to the racial, gender, and social issues they talk about. They say it like it is, and it makes me feel reassured about myself and how I think and act about everyday stuff. They are, in my head, my family for real. My family for life, real talk. XX. Thank you, Lifesaver. Thank you, Killer P.
Thank you, baby.
We appreciate you. And like
we do.
We'll be on the lookout for all the podcast, reviews from outside the States. Now, did we get those a couple days later than the other ones? We normally get those on like a Sunday afternoon or something, so.
Okay, so they might be like a week or two behind sometimes.
Right. Yeah. Right. Let me see what else we got. We got a couple in iTunes from the US. Look at your life, look at your choices. 5 stars by Narak 101, who says, if you are not listening to the Blackout Tips with Rod and Karen, what are you doing with yourself? Get it together and get into this show. Exactly. Look at your life and y'all choices. If you're not hearing what we're saying right now. Although who would I be talking to? Right. Anyway. The best, better super late than never by the other JD. Long time fan, long enough to feel personal shame when Rod and Karen call out folks who listen but don't write a review. So yeah. Anyway, do yourself a favor and get on this train. Great topics, great guests, and TV movie reviews. Great humor all around. Love the game, especially the theme songs, even white people news, because I get some kind of payoff from the how infuriating these covers are. Is that masochism? I appreciate the daily joy and mostly madness in this world. As soon as stuff goes down, I want to get their take on it. This show is truly hashtag black excellence. That's someone on my when I posted a picture of us with Living Color, as someone coined the term on my Facebook page, blackcellence, which is black excellence. So maybe that's a good term, blackcellence.
I know, we had a good time with them. We'll probably cover that in my Jamaica trip when I come back.
Well, I talked about it with Justin on Balls Deep on the pregame. But I mean, we can talk about it because you won't remember in a week. It'll probably be too late, so we might as well talk about it now if
okay.
We want to talk about it.
Okay, did you want to wait to the end or you want to do it now?
It doesn't matter to me. I don't know, maybe one of these show topics will be about it or something, one of these questions.
Okay.
We can do it then. And I think we may have been emailed about it as well, but we had a great time.
We did.
1553, Stepping Into Me was our feedback episode with one comment. Let's comment on the comments. We are getting meta. I laughed out loud when Rod talked about Tyler Perry bringing back Terrence Howard. Instantly, I had a fleshed out movie about Earth 616 War Machine Howard versus Earth 1610 Cheadle fighting over the black single mom with Madea existing in both universes being their auntie. Marvel, give me my money. I think you mean take my money, but
yeah,
same thing.
Take my money, yeah.
Same thing. And I guess I forgot to put a poll up for that episode, so that's awesome. Loved it when I find that out by mistake. Episode 1554, which was sentencing parties, where we talked with Ray Sondi of the Misandry Podcast.
Mm-hmm, that was fun.
One of my favorite people. We had a comment on this episode. Let me slide on down to the comment section, see what they had to say. So Citizen says, I appreciate those points Rod and Ray made about the conspiracy theories. I also felt like I might be losing it a little bit. I was going off into the conspiracy theories deep end when I came to the 2016 election and the Trump campaign collusion with Russia and the GOP's resistance to do anything. But Rod was right about it taking a conspiracy to get Trump elected. So all of the coverage and everything we find out about his campaign is going to lean towards a conspiracy theory setup. Anyway, all that to say, glad it's not just me and that there is a logical explanation as to why my otherwise pragmatic thought process seemed to have been corrupted when it comes to the Trump administration. Yeah, I mean, the more these fucking indictments and shit are happening, I think, you know, people can stop trying to pretend that, you know, it's all the same thing on both sides. Like, one side was actually literally conspiring with Russia and people just don't like Hillary Clinton. So they play up any theory that has her name in it as if it's equal opposite Trump when he's way worse than Hillary Clinton. It's just,
yes, sir.
You know, I saw someone say yesterday they were on someone shared a status of mine and it showed me the comment on the status and there was a person still making the argument of like, well, if Hillary got elected, we'd still be dealing with a lot of scandals and corruption. I'm like, shut the fuck up, because you know it wouldn't be like this. But it's fine. More offensive, cougars, cougros. Cougars. We had that baseball team where the guy called them Cougros. And the correct answer is 50% say Cougars with the two G's and ER. Yes. Now, I don't know how y'all would be able to tell the difference between him saying that and Cougars. If the announcer said, oh, and look at these Cougars, I would never know to go, oh, my God, I'm so offended. He called those players, he's calling the black players the N-word.
Right, because you know some schools' mascots are cougars.
Yeah, now I feel like Cougros should be the one that is at least the second, the one or two, and then Cougars is definitely the top to me. But those both split the vote with 25%. So and, what do I know?
And how you know he's not talking about them older ladies that like them Cubs? I mean, it sounds the same to me.
Right, I don't know. 15:55 lunch hour with Rod and Karen. We did our midday episode before we hit the road to drive to Raleigh.
Yes, that was a fun show.
Mm-hmm. We had a good time with you guys. Mm-hmm. And we had a couple comments. Well, one comment. D. Ramsey says, 5 stars. Love you guys. I will listen to this podcast later. I had a training that I needed to complete during the crowdcast. Enjoy yourselves tonight. And I hope Rod won't miss Auntie Karen too much while she's surrounded by all the sexiness in Jamaica. I mean, I'm sure I'm going to miss Karen, obviously.
Miss you too.
Someone's going to, you know, I'm going to go to the bed and no one's going to be spread out to all the corners. So that I have to slide in very gently towards the edge.
spread out like she's been shot.
I won't have to ask her to plug up her phone so that she doesn't have a phone, go dead at work the next morning.
I know.
You know.
What you gonna do without me?
When I decide to get things to eat, I'm gonna be able to just go.
I know, right? You ain't gotta ask somebody what you want.
Then no one's gonna ask me what I want to eat. And then when I say, I don't know, what do you want? Then they'll look at me and not say anything. So it's gonna be some changes around here for, and I'm just gonna have to find a way to get used to it, guys.
I mean, you're gonna have to deal with it.
Let's see. And then the poll was, and we did have a good trip. I guess we can talk about it here, but you know, we drove up there, we hit a good time where there was little traffic.
Mm-hmm.
We checked in at you know, we like to stay at Embassy Suites when we can, and I found out that apparently we had a whole lot of points.
Yeah, that we system. Didn't even know we had racked up.
Right, so like our room didn't really cost much because we could quote unquote cash in points. So that was cool. And then we were there for a couple hours. And I was texting Corey to let him know we was in town, and he was like, you know, at first he was like, well, maybe we'll grab a meal or something, but I didn't know if we were gonna be in town early enough to do that,
right?
You know, which would have been cool, would have loved it, but still, you know, they're doing a show, not trying to add a bunch of shit to their schedule or mm-hmm. whatever. So we get in town and text him, and he's like, well, I'll probably get a bus by then, and the show starts at 8. We get the directions to the show, you know, get ready to drive out there. And I realized, oh, we might need money for parking, we might need cash, you just never know. I didn't know the right. setup.
Mm-mm.
So we stopped at an ATM, got a little cash, and then we drove to the Lincoln Theater, which was it's like a club kind of, but a theater at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have a couple of venues like that in Charlotte. So we went in there and you know, he said our name. He's like, well, I said, should we go to the wheel call? He said, your name gonna be on the list, just tell him at the front. So I told him we was on the list, and we had two extra tickets, but nobody else went with us. Justin couldn't make it, mm-hmm. so it was just us two.
Mm-hmm.
And we was on the VIP. They gave us a sticker. I still had a sticker stuck on my jacket.
I just keep forgetting to take it off.
Yeah. Well, I thought about taking it off, and I was just like, I'm gonna leave it on there for a while. I like how it looks.
Mm-hmm.
And so we walked around, kind of, you know, looking like getting the lay of the land. There was a bar up front. Then you walk down this ramp, and then there's like all this standing room to watch the band perform, and you can't really sit anywhere. You just have to stand. So luckily I had my Uggs on, so I was very comfortable standing.
Mm-hmm. And all the seating was kind of in the back.
It wasn't really seats, though. It was a little bit of seating, but
right.
It was like mostly standing room only.
Correct.
So we go to the because I'm like, I don't know if we're supposed to go backstage or what,
right?
And we had the VIP things, but and normally I wouldn't even have asked, because he said, oh, I'm gonna come out and get you guys, but because you know, I've been feeling my may I speak to a manager, Steve's, lately.
Come on.
I just start walking around to people asking, did they work there?
Yes, do you work here?
Most of them didn't. But then I ran into a guy who did work there, who was working security for the back door, and I said, can we get in the back with our VIP tags? And he was like, yep. He said, I don't know, they told me that people, I don't know. He said, I guess. And I just walked back there,
right?
And Corey came out the bus and we met him, and he hugged us like old friends, man.
I know, like we've known him forever,
you know. And it kind of felt like that, you know.
It for real.
And then we went on the bus and we got to meet Vernon, and we talked with them for a while. We talked about Fayetteville State and basketball, and they were talking about the podcast and how they listened to the show for, you know, Vernon said he'd been listening for years. Mm-hmm. And ironically,
I mean, they went way back. I was like, oh shit, you have been listening for a while.
Well, I remember when Vernon shouted us out on the Field Negro Guy with W. Kamau Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was also funny too, because we ended up talking about just random stuff. Like, there's this music equipment conference called NAMM. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah, we're gonna go out to NAMM, da da da. And I thought they were talking about Fayetteville for a second, like, right. Fayetteville, North Carolina. I was like, oh, must be where they're going next on the bus. So we ended up kind of, I mean, it was two different things, but we still ended up talking about Fayetteville and how it was out there. And they were saying they love the Walking Dead recaps and the Game of Thrones recaps. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, still, it's like in awe of the fact that they were, you know, they really listen, you know. And then
right. I was like, y'all got shit to do.
Right. And then, you know, I let Corey see the Uggs, you know. He knew about the Uggs. So, you know, it's like he's keeping current, you know. So, we took like a picture together. We met like the tour manager and a bunch of mm-hmm. people, and then we hopped off the bus.
Yeah,
the
tour manager was, I think he was the one sitting down. He was hilarious, because I was like, I'm a hugger. He said, you're not from LA. I said, no, I'm not.
Yeah, we went to so then we, Vernon wanted to go in and watch the Velt, which is like I think a more local group to the area that was performing. Mm-hmm. A band that they knew from a long time ago.
Yeah, and they've opened up for them in the past,
right? So we checked them out and they were dope.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Velt, VELDT. So we listened to them, and we were, you know, having a good time. And then after they got done, it was like, okay, and now Living Color is gonna come on, you know. And so it takes like 15-20 minutes for them to, you know, for everybody to set up their equipment and the other people to move their stuff off the stage and all that. Mm-hmm. And then they came out, and I mean, when I say they rocked it, it's crazy. Like I said, it's almost like a spiritual experience, because you watching people that are just born to do what they doing,
right?
You know, like, if people have a purpose on the earth, then that they found theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it was crazy thinking how we was just on the bus talking to them, and boom, they just turned it on and everybody was going crazy. Everybody was knowing all the words. Like, I knew way more songs than I thought I knew.
Me too.
Which was weird, because, you know, I don't remember really listening. I don't know if it's just osmosis, you know, how things just, you just hear stuff in the background sometimes, it just catches on, and you're like, I don't know where that's from, but I remember that. And then they played a lot of stuff from Shade too, which is the Shade is the name of the album that they were promoting when Corey came on the show. and I knew pretty much all those songs, just because all them songs is banging. And Corey was like eating M&Ms on stage between songs and shit, and I mean, they just such a well-oiled machine. Mm-hmm. And then they have these segments where like three of them will walk off stage and let one person just jam out for like 5 minutes by themselves.
Right.
And Douglas went, who's like a guitarist and bassist, and he fucking killed that shit. And we was like right at the stage. People told us bring earplugs. We did have them, but I didn't wear mine because I was like, blow my ears out, let's do this, you know, like if this is the experience, let's get the experience, you know. He like, there's a pedal that Doug can stand on that makes the like bass go through your fucking spine.
That's the first and I've been to a lot of concerts, but that's the first time I've ever felt that. Literally, like, you can, the floor literally started vibrating, y'all, like literally vibrating, and we was just having a ball.
Right. And so like Douglas goes off, then there's another time where Will got to go off, and Will was using some type of drum I ain't never seen in my motherfucking life.
I don't know what the hell that is.
He just used the drums to make like his own Kanye West beat by himself, you know, in real time, you know, like I cannot recommend y'all going to see them more any more than I you have to go see them. Mm-hmm. Like
if they're
in your area. Yeah. They said they will let our fans go for free, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
How you not taking advantage of this? Come go on. See it, because it really felt like a once in a lifetime type of experience. Now I know they've been touring for like forever, for almost 30 years or whatever, but nigga, just go see it, just enjoy yourself, watch somebody that's a professional that's been doing something for 30 years, that's a master at it, watch them do their thing, because it's just awe-inspiring. Then also like they got ready to leave, and it was like, you know, they had killed it, but then everybody was like, come on, y'all gotta do one more song. So then they came back, and they had this woman who was the backup, one of the backup singers from their very first album.
Mm-hmm.
And she came out there, and they did like this Jamaican like section of, it was like reggae and everything at the same time. And and especially like the infusion of like soul and hip hop and all these other elements in the music, it was just off the hook, man. Like I was actually dancing. I never danced,
and I was shocked because I was looking at you like, this nigga moving, because yeah. I'm the dancer, like I right. Like that's what I do. And it was, the crowd was mixed and people in their costume and children were there, and it was one of those things where I can't say it was weird, it was like you could get wrapped up in your own world and just dance. And it didn't matter if you was on the twos and threes or the ones and fours or wherever you wanted to be, people were just moving and having a good time. Cause it was, older dudes. I heard, you and Justin talking about it somewhat,
Yeah, it was a good mix of a lot of different kinds of people. Mm-hmm. Cause I think in my mind, I was like, I wonder what kind of crowd is gonna be. Is it gonna be rowdy? Is it gonna be like, is it gonna be awkward or whatever? But because of the themes in their music and because of how long they've been doing it.
Right.
They bring together a collection of people that have an appreciation for the show. They have appreciation for the music. They're real fans.
Real fans.
You know, in a weird way, it's kind of like how when we get to meet our fans, it's like, oh man, this is so, you know, and they were so gracious with the fans that they have, like, you know, staying and signing all the merch afterwards and like talking to people, taking pictures with people. Like, it felt like a family atmosphere, honestly. Like even the people that performed was coming down in the crowd to watch them perform. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, and right. People was walking up to us. One of the dudes from one of the bands walked up to us and was like, he just walked over to me and Cam was like, what's up, man? And then he leaned in real close, he's like, my niggas.
Started falling out laughing.
We both started laughing. Some white dude came over, offered us shots.
He was drunk. I was like, oh, he won't remember us.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, man, we're gonna do that. All right, bro. And then just turned around. There was one white woman that was dancing like she had she was dancing like she had something to prove. I don't know what was
with
her.
I don't know what she had to prove, honey, but honey, she was dancing.
And then there was a point where somebody had put their drink on the stage next to all that equipment. And Doug was like, hey man, get this goddamn drink off the stage. it was one of the white women too. And she was looking like she was offended. He was like, all this expensive equipment, what you doing? Like, move that shit. And then it was funny because then like somebody grabbed the drink and then the woman that put it up there ain't want to take it back. I was like, oh, this ain't about white. Like, girl, take your drink and go fucking pour it out somewhere and come back. Right. Like, you gonna fuck up a pedal or something that you can't afford.
Come on.
But yeah, they killed it. So, and then it was so surreal because then at the end of the concert, like, they shouted us out. It's like Rod and Karen, Blackout Tips. Right. So I was
and everybody just turned and looked at us, and I was like, oh, okay.
Right. I'm like, what the fuck?
I was like, y'all act like we, because even with some of the bus, it was just so unreal hearing them talk, because I was like, nigga, we not famous. Y'all the famous people.
Right.
And maybe it's just me, and I can't wrap my mind around it, because I'm looking like I'm not famous.
And, like, honestly, man, as good as the album is, it's something about seeing it live, it's just different. Like,
yeah,
and I think, no offense to hip hop shit, but sometimes with hip hop, shit can get lost in translation because so much of it's already automated, play the beat, do this, do that, and you can go places and you don't really have, you know, sometimes people even do like the voice track. So it's like I'm just watching Rick Ross stand on stage and have his music play behind him and kind of yell out every few words. This is not that. Like, this is 100% authentic. I still don't, after we left, the only thing I could think is, how the fuck do y'all do that every night? Like, like, you know what I mean? Like, how's your voice not gone? How's your music not, you know, how's your hands not tired? How, like.
Yeah, cause, you know, people that actually sing and perform for a living, like, their voice is like everything. So I'm pretty sure you take care of it, you drink the right, like, you have to keep your vocal cords up to par. Because it was times where he was high, it was times where he was low, and it was times where other people were singing with him. And
I mean, they were giving you everything.
Yes, and it was such a blast and a joy to actually watch it firsthand. And I think to see the fans, because it was, I don't know if you've seen it, but it was like an older white couple, like a dude and a woman. And they was behind, like, not, they was like to the, left of us. And they was getting their lives. And as, Living Color came, I started getting closer and closer to the stage. And they was like really into it, putting up their hands, looking at each other. And it was like a older, white dude on the left side of us too. Honey, all he did was a two-step. Well, white folks two-step. Honey, he was just patting his feet. You can tell he had a 9-to-5, somebody AP manager or something like that. Cause he was just tapping his feet and bobbing his head the whole time. Like, he was just getting his life. So it was wonderful to watch people enjoy them in their various different ways. It was like it was a big judgment-free zone, you know. So regardless of how you danced, how you swayed, or how you clapped, or anything, people just really just came to have a good time, and it was very warm and welcoming.
Yeah, and then like also I forgot to mention the dude. Everybody, it was Halloween, so people was in costumes.
Yes,
and the dude that was dressed in some type of like Karate Kid 80s costume that offered us the shots. It was funny because he turned to me like you know, I'm not really into rock like that, so I don't know everything, you know. I'm not 100% familiar with Living Color's catalog, even though I've been listening since we had Corey on, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's still songs that they did that I was like, I don't know this one, but you know, I just let the music, like, well, fuck it, I'm jamming anyway. And it was funny because dude was like, he just walked up and said, man, my man. And I just turned around like, and I said, what? And he was like, my man. That's all I could say, my man. And I said, thanks, man. And then he was like, you know, I know you know about this, man. You know, we old school. He's like, you got to be about old as me. And I turned around. I mean, first of all, I am trying to listen to music and enjoy it. Like, I really wasn't trying to have a conversation because the music was happening at the time. It was like, I mean, it's not disrespectful necessarily, but I'm enjoying myself. Mm-hmm. I tried to record a couple clips for y'all that I do want to share on social media. I will eventually.
Yeah, I think I shared the bulk of mine. I put them on. If y'all follow me, I put them on Instagram and I put them on Facebook, and I'm old, so I was actually young folks how to do the Facebook Live and Instagram Live. I don't know how that works.
So dude was like, my man, and then he was talking, he was like, you gotta be old, about older than me. And I said, I'm 39. He was like, oh, me, yeah, I'm 37, man, you know, we need to get some shots and all this shit. I'm like, okay, this is starting to become a whole thing. I'm like, yep, well, we'll do that, buddy, just let me know. And then I turned around and started dancing real hard, and then I guess after that he left.
I know, and y'all, when I tell you Roger is like a wallflower at parties, he might as well be the paint, because he does not move. So for him to actually move,
yeah, it was fun. Something
spectacular.
It was fun. I mean, it was just, I don't know how you can sit that close to the stage and not be moved to dance and have a good time. I don't know how. Like, you just a cold piece of work if you go in there and they jamming that fucking hard, because that's the other thing, they working so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean it's like my whole face was so, it was like if you could just put a camera on my face, you would have thought that like it was garbage in there, because my face was curled up because it was so fucking funky. The music was so like,
oh,
like it just make you make an ugly ass face.
Yes,
for like an hour and a half. just a fucking scowl, because like everybody's so nasty at what they do. Dude, you know, yes, like when they were hitting like guitar solos and like drum solos and shit, and you just like, everybody's just like, god damn, this motherfucker, like they just so good at what they do, man. Like, we got on the bus at the end, because you know, like, we had to wait for Corey and them to sign mm-hmm. everything, we to sell mind. merch. Mm-hmm. And you know, it was kind of hot in there a little bit for me, so like I went and got a drink. And we were sitting down on a bench, and this white woman came over, and she was with, I think, either one of the performers, or they looked just like one of the performers. There were two black dudes. They are twins?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, it was two black dudes that looked just a fucking like y'all, and one of them was drunk as fuck, and the other one wasn't. Nigga, I thought it was Jekyll and Hyde the whole night. Like, I thought it was the same dude.
Percy, because I kept saying, he's changing clothes.
Like, because one dude would come up, and he'll just be like, oh, yeah, man, y'all having a good time? Yep. All right, man, y'all keep it real. Then the other one come up, he'd be like, what's up, my niggas? Shit, we got here getting it. We black, baby. I'd be like, yeah, all right, bro.
I just seen him.
Like, I swear 3 minutes ago, he was a little different, but okay.
I didn't realize they was two separate people. I think Corey said that they're brothers.
Okay, all right. So then one of the brothers came up with a woman, and I don't know if she was she was drunk. They were both, I guess he was the drunk one. She was so drunk, and we were just sitting down on the bench, you know, like resting our feet, and she came over and she was like, I need to sit down. And the dude was like, man, can she sit, have y'all seat, because she like, she needs to sit down. And he was kind of like, you know, don't, nah, they already sitting, oh, there, you good. And I was like, you know, you can have a seat, because we not drunk, and if you know, if you need to sit down, if you're gonna pass out or throw up or something, like, it ain't even that important to me.
Sure wouldn't.
So we just got up, and she had this accent. She was like, and she kept introducing herself, she's like, my name's Mary, how are you?
Yeah, she had a Mary Poppins hat on and everything.
Yes. I don't know, she was a costume, she just always like that, but that shit was funny. And she kept introducing herself to us and talking about you know, going how the night out and how much fun she had and all this stuff. And so then after all the merch is signed, all the people are leaving, Corey came over, and like I said, Corey's energy is just infectious, because
his energy is so high.
Yeah, it's so, like, I don't, like, you have to be like that, I guess, to do what he does, mm-hmm. to have that energy every
mm-hmm.
night, which is,
and he's probably like me, an extrovert, you know, how right. how you just feed off of other people, like,
right.
that's kind of how I am, like,
right.
as long as there's people around, my energy level is super high.
Right, and, you know, and we weren't around everybody long enough to get a gauge of how everybody is, but, you know, like, Will, the drummer, super laid back. Like, before the concert, he came into the bus while we was talking, and then you know, they was like, hey Will, this is Rod and Karen, they got this podcast, the Blackout Tips. He was like, oh yeah, what's a podcast? And I was like, oh, it's all good, man, he don't know who he is,
right.
He was like, he can roll, it's cool. And I was like, we gotta get more famous,
right, that's what I'm talking about.
Crack Will Spear, you know what I'm saying? And then like Doug was in the back sleep, which is also freaking me out, because like he was killing it on stage so hard, it's like this nigga was just asleep. How? Like but it's just so yeah, afterwards Corey came over, he gave us some free shirts, and then he was like, I got a shirt I want y'all to sign. And we went back to the tour bus, and he had a Blackout Tip shirt. Mm-hmm. And we signed it with a Sharpie, and I wrote Bullet Ball Extreme on there. It was, man, it was just so
that, you know,
surreal,
right? And I think the thing for me is that, I know this sound dumb, y'all. I know we sell merchandise and stuff, right, but it's still crazy to actually see people get their stuff and just the joy and their excitement, and they're posting pictures. And I'm happy for y'all. Like, I get excited because y'all excited, right, and you know, and I'm like, I was looking like, you really bought a shirt. Like, I right, really got it. Like, oh, he really got a shirt. Like, that was unreal.
Like, he wasn't bullshitting.
No.
Which, I mean, at some point, it's probably insulting that we still kind of like, damn, this nigga, he wasn't lying, but it's really just that amazing. Right. It's really
one,
that amazing.
One day we're going to talk to him and be like, psych.
Right. Yeah, it says a lot about us, but.
Yeah, it does.
But he was so genuine and cool, man. And when we signed, and then, the drunk dude, we had a conversation.
That was hilarious.
That I don't know if anyone could follow necessarily. Mm-mm. But, I tried to relate to him anyway, cause, he was just kind of like three sheets to the wind. Mm-hmm. And when I got off the bus, he was like, look, man, I'm black. Am I not black? I'm black, right? I'm black. We black. And I was like, we are black. This is correct. he was like, you know what I'm saying? We black, man. People put all that bullshit. But I'm not with that shit, man. You know? And then he was telling me like serious stuff, like, you know, mm-hmm, like he had people that died in his life. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about a concert he went to in 72. And I was like, damn.
72, right?
How old are you? Right? Like, you look so young.
I was like, how old are you?
Like, what the fuck? Black really don't crack?
It don't, man.
But then, like, he was just, and then, like, every time I was, because I kept trying, you know, sometimes people get drunk and they're like that talkative, clingy kind of, like, I have a friend, well, used to have a friend, white dude named Jeremy, that get drunk, and we call him Uncle Jeremy because he pull you to his shoulder and, hey, man, listen, let me tell you. He always want to tell you some serious shit about life. And we just made a laugh. We just joke about like, oh, you got Uncle Jeremy, you know?
Yes.
So, he was Uncle Jeremy and me, and, Karen was on the bus talking with Corey. And so I'm waiting on her to come out. Then she comes out, and then Corey's still on the bus. So I didn't want to just leave the dude, cause like he literally almost fell into the wall while I was sitting there.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't want to just leave dude, cause I didn't know if he was right, gonna be all right or not.
Correct.
So I was like, I'm gonna wait till Corey comes out and then we'll get out. So, we just had this long, awkward conversation. And he's like,
it was, yeah, a funny conversation.
Yeah, he's like, you know, and then down on this side of town, these white people used to do us like this. And, you know, people always try to test you, man. But I, you know, da, da, da. And I'm like, yeah, I feel you, man. And I just, it was funny because at one point I just looked him dead in the eyes when I was ready to go. I was trying to end it. And I had tried everything. So I just looked him dead in the eyes and I said, hey, I see you, brother. I see you. And he was like, you see me? I said, I see you, man. He said, okay. And I said, all right. And he kind of chilled out. And then we started walking away because Corey was getting off the bus. And then he was like, hold up, where y'all going? I want to talk. I was like, Karen. And then Corey goes, run.
Corey grabbed him and said, y'all run.
Yeah, so then we left. But man, we had a great time, man.
We did. We had a beautiful, beautiful time. And also, I think for me, that was my very first rock concert. Mm-hmm. And
well, I have seen James Clapton, not to brag, but go ahead.
Oh, I have not. Well,
maybe is it James Clapton? It's probably not even James Clapton. Let me find this nigga's real name.
I don't
go
know.
Go ahead.
Oh, so this is my very first rock concert. So I'm like you, I didn't really know what to expect. You know, I didn't know if we were gonna get like the mosh pit thing. Like, I didn't really know what to expect. It was really cool. And I think what was really neat, I know this might sound ignorant, but it was really neat to see the head bopping, like with the long flowing hair and people actually like rocking real hard. That was really, really a beautiful experience to see up front, to watch white people in their natural habitats. I know that might sound stupid, but I'm just saying it from a very ignorant place right now.
Mm-hmm. It's not James Clapton. Hold on, I gotta find this nigga's name.
Eric.
I think it was Eric Clapton. I think was might have been the dude's name. But let me double check, because I got to make sure I got the right dude. Because, you know, I'll be getting these white people confused. But my mom took me to a concert to see him.
I bet you that was lit.
A long time ago. You know what's funny? I didn't want to go because I never heard of this motherfucker. And, you know, I was super like, nah, it's not, that's not, I don't think that's his name. Well, it might, wait, is Eric Clapton the one that just died? Or is that Tom something?
I don't know.
Which one? Tom Petty just died, right? Eric Clapton still alive or no?
I think he is. I don't know.
Wait, but Eric Clapton made Layla, right? Let me see. You know what? I don't think it was Eric Clapton, but I'm not 100% sure.
James Taylor?
That's who it was. It was James Taylor, dog. How'd you know that? Anyway, it was James Taylor.
Oh, we in the chat room?
How did the person in the chat know that? I know I've talked about it on the show before. Oh,
because you said a song that made them probably say that. It's, you know,
going yeah, I know song. He had a song about going to Carolina or some shit. Anyway, you, like, it's so laid back, the James Taylor music.
You play some? I don't think I ever heard.
Okay, I'll see if I can find a song, but it's so laid back that, like, honestly, you would think that it would be just not my speed. And I was so young, I was into hip hop.
Yeah, when you're young, you know, you don't, I'm like,
this ain't
it.
No Public Enemy. This ain't
right.
Listen, I had the time of my motherfucking life,
and that was your mama, didn't you?
That white man soft rocked me to sleep. Yeah, Carolina in my mind. That was the name of the song. I knew you had a song for Carolina.
In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina.
Old school, man. Got the banjo.
Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Maybe just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind. Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Karen, she's a silver sun. You best walk her in, watch it shine. Watch her, watch the morning come. A silver tear appearing now, I'm crying. Ain't I gone to Carolina in my mind? There ain't no doubt, no one's
mind. Listen. Was bobbing my head like a motherfucker, dawg.
Right?
So, some about live music, man, and like seeing people in their element.
Live music is
it changes
beautiful.
Everything, man. So like, if you love the album, the live show's even better than that. And if you, are just like, oh, I don't know if I will be into this, trust us, you'll be into it. You'll just go see them. Man, they were just so gracious and so cool, man. It was all such a surreal. I'm still processing it.
Right. It's like a big family reunion of people that you meet for the first time.
Yeah. And I thank them for inviting us out, man. Yay. And if fans are a reflection of, who the artists are, then they, you know, that says a lot about them as people to bring,
yes it does,
that many different types of people together, and no fighting, no mm-hmm. nobody had a problem with nobody had an attitude about mm-hmm. anything,
and it was beautiful. Watch like it like watching all the people from the different backgrounds, like it was literally two brothers, and it was hilarious. They just stood there, they ain't ready to move. And then you see him just rock the head. And I was like, this y'all shit. They was thinking like, this our shit. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of brown people in there. And I was like, this is wonderful.
Yeah, so, yeah, had a great time, man. Drove back. And I missed a turn to get on the main highway that we had.
Right.
But Siri or whatever just kept routing me to that down this alternate route, which mm-hmm. took a bunch of, like, two lane highways and shit, so yeah. We went, but it was crazy because it's fall, it was so beautiful. Oh, watching the trees,
it was beautiful,
turn colors, it was almost therapeutic and relaxing. And we somehow made long, like, better time going the back mm-hmm. way than we did the front way.
We was crossing lakes and shit. I was like, where the fuck did the lake come from?
Yeah, I was like, I don't remember any of this coming down. But we went through like all these little backwoods towns, saw a Dixie flag in somebody's yard.
Mm-hmm. I told you shit like that, I be thinking this KKK country.
Karen was like, man, we making good time. I don't know why nobody takes these roads. I was like, nobody dumb enough to take these roads. Why there's no traffic?
Right. We were seeing all types of shit. Like, we seen a restaurant called Becca's Restaurant. That's when I was making a joke that she only served 53%.
Yeah, I saw somebody sign on the side of their house that said thank you Jesus, and I was like, how do they know Jesus is gonna be driving down Highway 49 one day? Like,
right. And
and Jesus will be like, oh, you're welcome son.
And what was that they told us to pray for? A pastor?
Yeah, pray for Pastor James or whatever. I don't know what happened with Pastor James.
I hope he only had leukemia. Like, that's
I hope
it.
Everything
leukemia,
was all right.
It. Yeah, I hope you he know. Was just sick. So on the sick and shut in list.
You know, I saw an adopt this highway sign, but, you know, I didn't want to adopt it. It looked too new. I want an older black highway that, you know, nobody's trying to adopt, because them old black highways need love too. You
yeah,
know,
people
love a young, pretty, white baby highway. Of course, it's easy to take care of, but what about those older black highways that may have been damaged and seen some things and need a soft place to land, you know? So adopt those highways. So we was doing, you know, we had, I don't think we ate anything but fast food the whole trip, because we just weren't there long enough.
Right, we'd have been there long enough we could actually branch around the city.
It felt different being all the way in Raleigh and not seeing Nick Jew. That was different.
Right.
You know, miss my girl. But
right. Shout out to Leonard. He was sitting
Leonard
in the house.
Leonard was sick and shut in.
Right, because we'd have tried to get up with Leonard, but we knew that he was on the sick and shut in list.
So, but nah, it was dope, man. We had a great time. So,
mm-hmm. And what was that place with that Hardee's burrito?
Red
place?
Burrito.
Oh, that place, it was so good.
Why is that so much better than Taco Bell? It's the same shit.
I don't know.
And it didn't even look like their main thing was making Mexican food, but it was so good. It's all the way on like Sunset Boulevard. I didn't know, like.
Oh, Sunset, but that's an upside town.
I know, but it was so good. Anyway, thank you for your comment, and now you know what happened. Mm-hmm. Let's go to, did I do the poll? Hold on. I may have accidentally closed that when I should have kept it open. Give me 1 second. As, Firefox decided to move super slow again. All right. All right. Let me see if I can.
Yeah, I wanted to share the trip because I know a lot of people wanted to know.
Yeah.
Seen us posting stuff online.
Yeah, like I said, I talked about it with, Justin on the pregame, but I know I hadn't talked about it with you.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. All right, let me see, what was the poll? Would you try bacon made from low fat pigs? Karen was poo-pooing the idea, but eventually said that she would try it.
Come on, I'll give it a try.
Yeah, I don't know why not, why anybody wouldn't. Well, 53% of y'all would not try low fat pig bacon. I don't know what's wrong with you Negroes. 47 said yes please, which is on the list for me. I would try anything once. I didn't say you gotta eat it forever. If you don't like it, you just go, oh, it wasn't good. But you niggas in your bacon. Brooklyn Shoe Babe says high fat and low fat, or low fat, as long as it's from a pig, I will eat that bacon. Yeah, I didn't say it was grown in a lab, or y'all sometimes, guys, sometimes y'all are so smart some days, and then some days I just get on the mic and I'm like, look at these poll results.
So my center cut low fat bacon. Can't wait to get a hold of that.
I mean, I would try it once. That's all I'm saying.
Me too.
Anyway, we had episode 1556, which was "Fake It Till You Make It, Baby."
Come on,
with our man Jeremy from the Crown of Collars and Ratchet Ramblings podcast. We had some comments. Alicia says for the poll. And what was the poll? Let me scroll up to see. The poll was, have you ever had fraud on your bank account? Because this is the episode I talked about somebody hitting my account for a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I had to go up to the bank today just to check on it, and then it was like, oh no, you're supposed to call the fraud department, we don't know. And I'm like, well, when I'm gonna get like at least a provisional credit or something, because this is a lot of money. And they was like, well, call the fraud department, but don't call them on Monday. You're going to be on the phone forever. I'm like, if I got to call Monday, I got to call Monday. I don't know what to tell you. Like, you know, the rent is due. That was the worst. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
At least,
and something like that. Now, that's the thing. When shit like this happened, they don't really tell you shit till after the fact, because that should have been the first thing that, oh, you need to call the fraud department. That should have been one of the
I already did that. I took care of that. Was the first thing I did.
Okay.
That wasn't the problem, but I have really forgot. Like, mm-hmm. I was in her office and she was like, and it's that thing, every time I go up there, they ask all the questions, but I'm like, I already do all my business banking through y'all, so there's nothing else y'all can do. But, you know, she was just like, so I won't be able to tell you when you're getting your money back. But and I don't have any new notes from the fraud department. And I'm like, She's like, have you called them yet? And I was like, I didn't even think about it until the second you brought it up. So I was like, yes, I should have called them first. Don't worry about it. Anyway, fix this other thing, which she did.
Okay.
So I'm good. But yeah, man, I don't know. And it looks like I was not targeted maliciously or hacked or anything like that. It looks like someone on the phone was given the bank account number, and either the clerk or the person giving it fucked up the numbers.
Right.
And they took it out of my account instead of their account, and that's the whole thing. I just, like I said, I would just like my motherfucking money back, and we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out, because that's the thing. Like I said, it's your account, so you know I'm gonna let you handle it. But you know, if you need me on the case,
you going to Jamaica? Let's just worry about that. There's nothing you can do for it right now, anyway.
Okay.
But I'll take care of it.
They don't want me on the case.
Alicia says, for the poll, I've never had fraud, but I told my bank a couple transactions were. I don't know what I'm gonna do with my life while y'all on vacation, but enjoy yourself. I have been desperate and low enough to have done that before, but this was back when we were in college and used to get these fees. And the thing is, the bank used to process, some of you guys that got bank accounts in the Obama era, you'll never know what this is like.
No, you won't.
Some of you young people will never understand just how deep the corruption of the banks went before Obama regulated some of them.
Come on.
You know, as folks complain about the banks and how
right, how fucked up they is.
Anyway,
right.
They used to be worse, is the point.
Yes, they were, and will feed your ass to goddamn death.
But they used to do this thing where, like, say you had $25 in the bank, right? And you wrote a check for, because this is back when people wrote checks, you wrote a check for $10, you wrote a check for $26, and you wrote a check for $5, right? Now you have $25 in the bank, right? In order, if they processed it in the order that would give you the least amount of fees, you had 10, so that $10 check should clear.
Mm-hmm.
You had five, that $5 should clear, because hey, that leaves you with $10 left,
right?
Then your $26 check comes through, that shit, it will process, then you get a $35 fee or something like that. What they would do instead is they process the biggest check first on purpose,
right?
And then they fee you
for every
item after that, so that basically you get hit with three fees. So you get $75 worth of fees because you might have forgot to carry the one or some shit. So
they were doing deposits out of order too.
Yeah, and then if you had a deposit that was supposed to like offset that, like, oh, okay, I deposited some money so that I won't get a fee, so I'm gonna deposit this before 2:00. They process the deposit last so that you get fee. Oh, and here's that $100 you put in.
Right. So
Your $100 is $25.
Right. And that's the thing. What they used to do, they would have like computers, they actually run bank accounts and say, hey, what is the way to post this to get the most amount of fees? They stop that bullshit.
Right.
But, you know, people need to be careful, because as they start stripping shit, they're trying to get back to that. And they also cap the fees, where there used to be like unlimited $25 fees, you know. So you fuck around, and like you say, if one thing's off, everything after that get off. So let's say you have your rent coming, you have lights, gas, all this shit posting at the same time.
Yeah, that at some point they just stop feeing it and start rejecting shit, which is also a fee. Anyway, the point being, y'all, hopefully many of you will never know this struggle, but since so many folks allowed Trump to be elected, you may know this struggle again. But the point being, in college I've had to lie before. Like, I was just like, I'm gonna go in there and be like, I did not write this check, I don't know. Or, you know, I don't know, y'all processed the transaction fucked up, you need to fix this. And they would do that a couple times, and you just have to show up, act the ass, say you're gonna threaten to cancel your account and shit. But after a while, you do that a few times, and they just be like, fuck you then, bitch, what you gonna do? And it's like, nothing. You called my bluff. All that to say, I understand when you say you had to tell the people that you didn't charge something that you actually charged, but this is not what happened. I don't know nobody from CJ's equipment in Massachusetts.
Mm-mm.
Sierra Johnson says, fuck that hostage shit, Rod. I'm with kill them. Besides, who is going to feed these niggas, right? We taking prisoners of war now? Man, I ain't signed up for this. Kill them all. Let God sort them out. This is a long one. Doom Dragon says, yes, TBGWT, the only place to get your ghetto geek on. Thanks for reading my late ass comment from last week. Tried to get this one in early in case there's an early feedback show. Well, it worked.
Right on time, baby.
Let's start with the name of this episode that it should have had. It had to either be I Don't Die or Clear, Morgan with a Gun. To my hot takes, the secret of Shiva selective hunting is clear, peach cobbler. This group who smells like peach cobbler are tracking that group that doesn't. The group that doesn't has to be the enemy. Simple as that. That's why you need to keep a gut full of the cobbler to stay safe in the kingdom. Well, what about all of Rick's people and the people at Hilltop? They don't got no cobbler. I don't see the chemical zombies being anyone's weapon experiment, but more of a setup for a crazy zombie scene like the Saiyan zombies or the sea zombies at last season. Well, honestly, I think that could be it too. I just wonder what the chemical zombies, what happened to them that could lead to a bunch of chemical zombies attacking them. Like, did someone use a chemical weapon on some people?
Mm-hmm.
Was there an accident? Stuff like that. If that's what it was. I think 24 daisy chain melded zombies, like a living wall coming at you in an enclosed space with little ammo, shooting one in the hand and the head, and the whole group still shuffles forward. That would be crazy. I'm still not comfortable with the King's lines. One second he sounds like King Arthur at the round table, which is expected. But then he rolls back and he sounds like Superfly Dolomite. Or is that also an act to knock loose Carol's ankles? Cause she does look like the jungle fever type, slave on a mental, looking for some quality time with Mandingo. She got the haircut. I'll give you that. And I don't know what kind of things Tobin's into, but I'm just saying, I think I like him because his accent flips back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want him to stay. And he only breaks it around certain people, you know, like Carol and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Clear Morgan with a Gun is the most interesting iteration of Morgan so far. All the vicious determination of Clear Morgan with minimal reliance on the sharpened stick. If this episode aired in February along with Black Panther, I think the next Black resurgence would have kicked off. I just pray he doesn't get knocked off before the season finale. Me too. Morgan with that gun was just John Wick in it. I mean, I never thought we'd live to see the day Morgan harnessed, because he's killed many people. I never thought we'd live to see the day he harnessed all his skills into a smooth ass impossible white man just violent spree. Just
went,
beautiful.
Went from the cheese man to that.
Yes. She says, did you guys notice at the surrender, a guy took a Polaroid of the captured behind Jesus and the gang, tied to Rick taking a Polaroid of Negan hiding from gunshots? Rick is getting petty as fuck. What kind of propaganda do you guys think he's planning to do with the pictures? I don't know. Like, I don't know. Because they taking these pictures, and I do wonder what the...
It's a purpose for him.
Yeah, you know it's going to come back up. She also says, the Morales... callback was appreciated. It is my second favorite callback since the return of Morgan. Why do I suspect that Rick is going to do a total 180 and kill Morales at the end of the day with no qualms? I don't know. He did catch Rick off guard, so that's because people were like, Rick, just kill him. And I was like, I think Rick is starting to weigh the morality of them killing these people and it's people's family and shit that they in here killing these people in their houses.
Mm-hmm. I already got a foster child,
right? But we'll see. I'm hopefully Daryl come in or something, because Daryl also knows Morales, and it just won't be complete until they see each other, right? Got so much more to say, but I'm getting greedy with y'all time. In Morgan's voice, how can there be no feedback show this week? We're supposed to have a feedback show. Safe trip, guys. Well, you got your feedback show, Morgan. Don't kill nobody.
Please don't.
Dia says, I enjoy the recaps. They are awesome and a highlight of my week. I'm with you, Rod. I hope that this absence of Danai Gurira does not spark any hatred towards the show since she was working on Black Panther. I saw a glimpse of displeasure from a few small number on Twitter who felt Carol was getting the edit that Michonne deserved, but I think it was difficult to build and edit since at that time Danai had her play Eclipse starring Lupita Nyong'o and was nominated and won major awards during the time of The Walking Dead. Right. It's kind of interesting because as Black people, we want to see Black people branch out and do stuff, but then sometimes I think we're so used to being upset and being having our shit like just disrespected, that sometimes I feel like we get overprotective and we ruin joyous moments, like when Lupita Nyong'o signs with Disney and she's got so much work going on that something has to drop and people get mad, like, oh, so y'all don't want to cast her and da 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 da. And you're like, well, she's gonna be busy for the next 6 years because she signed a contract where she's about to do 5-6 movies in a short period of time. So like, are we gonna be mad at Hollywood as if they rejected her when she really just made a choice with her career? Why should we be mad about that?
And that's, you know, a part of freedom and equality too.
Yeah, Danai Gurira, she's doing so much work, she's so excellent. If that means that she ends up being written into a situation where she's not as active this season, maybe until the end of the season or something, that's fine, because as an actress, it's not like she's lacking work. It's not like she's going, they won't write me in. When Sonequa Martin-Green got killed on the show, people bring it up to me every once in a while, like, I mean, then they killed Sasha like that last season. I was like, one, she died a very, like, honorable, meaningful death.
Yeah, she did.
And it's a zombie show, so pretty much everybody's gonna die eventually. But the other part is like, okay, but you do realize she had to die because she came to them probably and was like, I booked this part, Star Trek Discovery, it's a game changer, I'm the lead, I'm a black woman, I want to go do the fucking black woman Star Trek Discovery, like, nobody's done before. What are they gonna, no, we ain't let you out, because I would be more mad if they said, no, we won't let you out your contract, you signed on with us. Nah, like, hey, we love you. You're doing bigger and better things. We'll write you out an honorable death and make it mean something, and you go on and flourish, boo.
And also, the thing is, this speaks a lot to them for being adjustable. This lets other actors know that, hey, they will work around your scheduling. And why wouldn't you want Michonne on the show with her winning all these awards? Because when she comes back, you can now say, award-winning person on our show. Like, it benefits everybody. Yeah. when they flourish.
And a long time ago I told people, don't even look to the comic books for which character should do what, because that's just not how the show's gonna work.
Nope.
Major arcs will probably be in the show, like we'll probably get the whispers and stuff like that right. Come up in the comic book. Mm-hmm. But y'all know it's not gonna be the same. Ever since Andrea died, everyone should have been like, okay, it's gonna be different.
Correct.
You know? So I don't understand how people, but I feel like I do understand. I shouldn't say I don't understand. I do understand. We're black. We're so used to being given short shrift and little consideration. I completely understand how people feel very distrustful. But I just feel like this isn't the show for that. They do a great job of representation. They do a great job with writing complex characters of color, like they're not all stereotypes. It's almost funny at this point. We still haven't had a black character that was any level of the cliches that people put on black people.
Correct.
You know, so I don't know. I think it's a great show and I love it, but at the same time, I do understand, you know, our attachment to characters. It just means people are doing a good job, but in real life, if they go on to bigger and better things, it's all good for me.
Me too.
Like, someone got mad the other day. I was like, well, after that, how they did Glenn, I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, Glenn had run his course. Was he supposed to be here forever? I didn't, you know, some of the decisions he made, like, I felt like we had had enough of Glenn. I couldn't see him spare another life. We get it, bro. It's time to move on. But anyway. I saw a glimpse of displeasure from a few small number on Twitter who felt that Carol was getting the edit that Michonne deserved, but I think it was difficult to build edit since at that time Danai had her play. Da, da. Oh, I already said that. Okay. Lastly, I'm not as old as Carol, but I'm glad to see an older woman get shipped with so many men. Tobin, Morgan, Daryl, and now Ezekiel. I cringe a bit when people call her menopausal and geriatric. It really speaks volumes that people don't value women who are mature in age. Carol is a solid character who has been through so much, so I think she deserves to be a badass to possible suitors. Listen, I love that she's like, we get to ship her every time with different people, but I do still like the jokes. It's been a while since I got to make one because she ain't been in a love scene, but I'm 100% looking forward to, like, and Morgan was gonna chop her geriatric cakes to smithereens. Like, because it's funny to me,
right? That's, you know, the best.
I understand if it ain't funny to everybody, but I look forward to all those jokes, you know. She was gonna cut her "may I speak to a manager" haircut down to smithereens, what some, like everybody gets it, everybody's gonna get some. So, you know, I can't even pretend to be that woke about this, because I who knows what joke I'll say if she ends up you know, chopping down Ezekiel's dreaded cakes of smithereens. Who knows? Have you ever had fraud on your bank account? 53% say no, which means 47% of y'all have had it. That's a lot. Mm-hmm. I had no idea the number was that big, y'all. All right, we had a couple voicemails. I'll see if I can play them. Let's see, Monday. So, wait, it says October. Oh, so this was Monday and the other one's from October the 3rd. Okay. All right. Well, it's taking a second to load.
Rod, this message is for Ball Seat Sports.
All right. Well, I'll wait till Justin's on next week and we'll do, I did not know we were getting messages for Ball Seat Sports. So all right. I'll wait till, Justin's here and so we can listen to it live together. Let's go to you guys, emails, and then we'll get out of here. We got a couple of emails. Of course, you can email us, theblackouttips@gmail.com. As always, send them on in and, we'll read them, you know? So what do we got here? OWC, the PSL Slayer. This is from Outstanding World Citizen, Slayer of PSL's Pumpkin Spice Lovers. Uh-oh. Dear Rodimus Pumpkin Spice and Karen Milk First in Cereal.
Yes.
Here's my annual increased donation I'm begrudgingly adding to this plate. You might ask, why is she torn about contributing to the greatness that is TBGWT this year? It's not the acoustic covers. I have learned to accept that even when y'all sing along like Reese and Cephas. Oh my God. The issue is that pumpkin spice mania you're spreading to unwitting listeners. I'm looking at you, Brooklyn Shoe Mom. Brooklyn Shoe Baby, mean. And when you, continue with the most offensive gesture, you smear, liberally apply yourself with pumpkin spice lotion during a recap of 1554. Sir, was it to smite me? LOL. I mean, I put on some right before this show, actually. You know, I just took a shower, gotta keep my skin moisturized and smelling like pumpkin spice.
I'm trying to tell you, I really, you smell like pumpkin spice than ashy any day.
Mm-hmm. You want me to be walking around here ashy? That's what you want?
I know. I don't want you ashy.
I know. I'm talking about this email. I refuse to be out here.
Put all the pumpkin you want on mm-hmm. your skin, baby.
Mm-hmm. You just call me LLPS. Ladies love pumpkin spice. Okay, guys? They love it. But seriously, I'm a little late this year. Just wanted to say thank you to you and Karen for keeping me sane by laughing through these scary ass times. Every week there's some outlandish action by 45 and crew, and every week there's some impossible white man premise conferred on those in power to save us. It's proven non-existent. Anyway, one day I'll be premium, but for now I'll give fall annually. Signed, Outstanding World Citizen, OWC, Slayer, PSL, Pumpkin Spice Lovers. P.S. I'm retiring to Pumpkin Spice hate. I've officially beaten it to death. Go live your best 53% life. Thank you. See, when I wear this hat for all of us, okay? Mm-mm. All of us that stand up for women all over the world, you know? All of us that, you know, reject Donald Trump, you know, even after we voted for him, because now we are ready to come together and stop being so divisive. And I wish y'all would stop bringing up old stuff. I wish we could just, you know, stop being divisive and get together and come together and concentrate on the future. You know, I was reading Hillary's book the other day, just thinking about how the world let her down and how it was really, you know, really a lot of people's faults. None of which I'll take any blame for. But I remember when I was in my secret white woman group on Facebook, and I said, I am going to vote for Hillary Clinton. I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm not going to tell my wife and my husband. I'm not going to tell any of the other women in my life. But I'm secretly wearing a pantsuit under my dress today, and nobody knows.
Duh!
That's how committed to the cause I am. So, you know, and it's the pumpkin spice that brought this truth to me. And there's a lot of people out there that are dealing with this as well. So, it's time for me to take care of me. You know, I was eating a sheet cake the other day, looking out the window at this black woman getting beat up, and I just went over to the window and I said, "Hey, you cut it out." And then the people that I was beating up looked at me, and then I closed my blinds and I went and ate some more cake, and I watched Megyn Kelly. She did a terrible interview. It was very boring.
Of course.
But I'll tell you what, I stood up to that person. So I don't know what happened to her. I hope she's okay, but I let them know, not on my watch, buddy. That's why I'm not gonna watch. And I'll turn my head and look somewhere else. Donald says, men are trash. What up, Rod and Karen? I hope, baby. Oh, we gonna need some punctuation, some spaces. Anyway, I'll try to read this.
Oh, it's like a block.
It's like one, it's not one sentence, but it's like, it just needed some spacing. Let me see if I can.
Yeah,
because
that makes
it
easier to read, yeah.
Anyway, I'm gonna try to read it. What up, Rod and Karen? I hope everything is well with you guys. I know you guys have taken a well-deserved break, but I just can't help but vent, I guess. First off, been listening and following you guys for the longest, and there is no doubt in my mind that I've grown exponentially and become more aware and sensitive to issues that most people turn a blind eye to. Well, my ex-wife texted me about an hour ago saying she needed help. We have a good relationship, so I knew it was legit. We spoke, and she explained to me that one of her friends, I've never met her, is being stalked by a guy, and he has created a fake Instagram account with pictures of her with her phone number under the auspices of adult services. Oh my God, that's like a crime,
right?
I'm getting the story from my ex, and she's telling me this woman has filed a restraining order from this guy, but that doesn't mean anything. He still shows up to where she works and outside her apartment, etc. Details matter, I guess, and this lady stopped dealing with old buddy when she found out this nigga was married, bruh. So he's married and a stalker, just having an affair and stalking the woman that don't want to be with him.
Right. She was like, oh, you belong to somebody else. I'm out.
And I could tell you was angry because the way you wrote this is like,
this is all caps.
Yeah, he's like, I'm all over the place. Well, my ex wanted me to follow the fake page and screenshot whatever's on there. I told her that revenge porn is a crime and should be prosecuted, and that's what old girl needs to do. Crazy thing is, she's disenchanted with the law because they can't even make buddy honor a restraining order.
Bruh. Oh no, restraining order don't mean nothing if the person don't honor it.
Yeah, see, that's the thing too, like, it's go to the police, it's why didn't you tell anybody, it's this, you take these steps and you realize that our laws are just rules that aren't really enforceable until after the fact, and nobody takes shit serious until you go way too far or you do it to somebody that people care about.
Come on.
And in a lot of cases, black women, black femmes in our community are the least cared about people. So the law, if the law ain't gonna take me serious, it ain't gonna take her serious. And if it's, especially if it's just like some dude threatening her or whatever, a lot of times they're like, well, until he literally does something to her,
he has to physically
put you in the hospital, hurt you,
right,
then we'll put him in jail and we'll try to do something. But if it's just threats online and shit, they normally won't do anything. Bruh, hearing all that, I just lost it. I can't even really explain it. Just angry, like tears angry. Here's a woman minding her business. She just violated seemingly without recourse. She's just being violated with seemingly without recourse and feeling helpless and helpless just because a nigga can make her feel that way. Like I said, dog, I'm venting in a way because I heard your passion on the issues countless times, but also if you could throw me an idea tip to help old girl, I appreciate it. Love the shows, bro. All the content is great. Get me through the days, bro. In fact, I'm listening to Justice Silly Ass right now on PG, LOL. Peace, DJ. DJ, here's what I mean, obviously I'm no expert. Mm-mm. There's probably better resources than this, but since you wrote and asked us, I'll tell you what I think might could help. Reporting him to Instagram or whatever, if you can find like all your friends and stuff and be like, hey, report this page to them, you can at least possibly get the page taken down, which may help somewhat. You guys are documenting the evidence. And the cost and the time that it takes when dealing with something like this is definitely,
and a lot of women don't have the resources.
I mean, because sometimes you need to take off work, sometimes you need to hire somebody, you might have to go to court, you know, it's a lot, you know. So I definitely understand how people can reach a limit where it's like, I got a restraining order, what the fuck else do I need to do? But those are the things I would suggest. I don't suggest like physically trying to, that's that TV shit where it's like, I physically just walked up to that nigga, was like, you leave her alone. And they said, I'm gonna leave her alone. A lot of times these dudes, they don't care about that shit. It doesn't seem like, at least from what they've said so far, like he's been violent, which is probably why it's sad, because that's probably why the police haven't done much.
Correct.
But it's also, hopefully it does not escalate towards that. Hopefully she can ignore him. And it'll stop, but you just never know with these people. So, but anyway, I would suggest maybe at least telling the social media sites, this is revenge porn. You are hosting it. It should not be on your site. Maybe they can do something about blocking his accounts, keeping him from making further ones, something. I don't know. But those are the only suggestions I have. And lastly, we got this during the show. It says, I got mine. Hey, Rod and Karen, I saw these in the store and I thought about you. Never owned a pair before, but because of the recommendation, I thought I would try them. Oh my God. I didn't think they would feel so good and warm. I bought them. My husband thinks I'm crazy because we live in Florida, but what the hell? I wear them when I listen to the show. Enjoy your week off. It's time. Well deserved. Leslie. And she bought some Uggs. Hey. Uggtons. Where my Ugg life people at? Come on.
Not that Ugg life.
Come on. Ugg life tatted on my belly. You know what I'm saying? Machiavelli. Columinati. Cotton all through your body. Let's all my Ugg people unite, man. Listen, we're gonna be out here in our pink hats, rocking our Uggs, drinking our pumpkin spice lattes, living our best lives, reading Hillary's book or something, mm-hmm. in public, you know, to let people know we're woke. That's what we're gonna be about. Okay, let the black women go to Jamaica and have fun, but us ladies, we're gonna stick together. I will see y'all in Marshalls next week.
Duh. Marshalls actually on the low. You can find some cool shit in Marshalls.
That's why I got all my pumpkin mugs and stuff from, Karen. What do you think? I think I'm a rookie at this. Anyway. All right, guys. We'll talk to y'all next time. It'll be at least a week or two. Week and a half. Week and a day. Something like that, at least. Safe travels to you, Karen. I will miss you while you're gone.
I'm going to miss you, too. I am excited. And I'm ready, and I'm just excited and ready, and I get to fly again, and I enjoy flying, and get to see the world. You know, that's one of my goals. I still have some other places that I would like to go see on my bucket list, so I'm excited, and I'm actually going to, I know everybody's going to sit, I'm actually going to miss the fans, you know, because it's like, y'all are a part of my life just as much as I'm a part of your life. Like, I look forward to coming home from work and doing the show and waking up on Saturday morning doing the show. But I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna like this time off. I'm pretty sure Roger's gonna like the time off too. He'll probably still be around doing other shit. So y'all ain't gotta worry about him not being busy, but you know, he's gonna enjoy the rest too.
Yep. And you guys should have gotten Thor Ragnarok for the spoiler movie reviews. Mm-hmm. Spoiler, it's fucking great.
It is excellent.
Pregame, Balls Deep is in there. This Too Much is going up, and then this show. So people are still getting their money's worth. We'll talk to y'all next week. Until then, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah. Mwah.